So before I begin this segment, there is a song that is just kind of stuck in my head. So we had a meeting on Spirit and Truth, Connected in Spirit and Truth prayer chat. And so it was a really, really nice turnout. Everyone just spoke from their heart, and we're really connecting and becoming closer as sisters in the Most High. And so the Father blessed us with so many sisters that can sing. Y'all, I'm just like, okay, Kay, hallelujah. So I asked two of the sisters to close in song on last night. And one of the sisters, who is an amazing songwriter, y'all, shout out to my beautiful little sister, Gift of Yah, who her album is about to drop. And man, it's just fire, all fire for the Most High Yah. We have another songstress with us, and I was moved in my spirit to ask Sister Privacy if she would sing for us. And oh my goodness, she did such an awesome job that I'm almost like, I can't even sing this song now. But, you know, we all are gifted and talented in different ways with our vocals. So I am going to sing this song, too, because it was one of my young adult favorites. I just love this song. I don't remember when I fell in love with this song, but I love this song. So I'm going to do my version of it. Hallelujah. And here we go.
Blessed assurance, salvation is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of Yah, bought of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising Yahweh all day long. This is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rescue now burst in my sight. I see angels descending straight from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. So this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, I said this is my song, praising Yahweh all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. I I see angels descending with gifts from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, and this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Blessed assurance, salvation is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is Yahshua's story. This is Yahudah's soul praising Yahweh all day long.
Peace and blessings. Shalom. 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 Salama, salama alaikum, family. It's been so long since I've done a segment. I took 2 weeks off just to get some direction from the Father to even see if it was His will that I continued in public ministry. And as you guys see me doing this segment today, that must mean I got a yes. Continue, keep going, serving the kingdom of Yahweh in public ministry. So I don't know how much longer He will utilize me in this area, but I know as long as He's using me, I will be steadfast and diligent with the work that He's given me. So with that being said, what's poppin', family? It's really, really been a while. So today I was just scrolling on my YouTube, and I see here that Apostle Curtis Lewis from Someone Cares For You Ministries has put a post up in his community tab, on his community tab. And I want to share the scriptures that he posted up. And just to give you guys just a little bit, when I first came across Apostle Curtis Lewis on YouTube, I was not really open to him, you know. And over time, though, I started to see, you know, there's a scripture that says, you know, try the spirit, you know, and I was able to see his passion for the Most High, his zeal in correcting some of the behaviors of those of us in the awakening. And he's not your conventional brew, right, as they would call us, brews or Hebrews, even though we're really Aborites or Eberites. But anyway, that's a conversation for another time, if at all, because I'm not even sure if I'm going to be discussing that. Just know that I don't really co-sign the word Hebrew. I do not co-sign that we are Hebrew Israelites. I do not. What do I call us then? I say that we are Yasharalite. We are Yasharalite descendants, okay? The real place was called Yasharal, okay? Not Israel. If you don't get me started, all right? I don't know how much longer they're even going to let me have a podcast, you know what I'm saying? But I will say, you know, I am not an Israeli, okay? I am not Jewish, okay? I am a Yasharalite descendant. For sake of argument, you want to say Israelite? Okay. You know, I'm an Israelite descendant, meaning my people were the original Israelites. Hallelujah. And how that's changed over time, I'm not going to get into it now. And the fact that my ancestors were not Jewish either, you know. So With that being said, you'll never see me contending with a Jewish person saying, hey, you're saying you're Jewish, but my family was Jewish. My family was never Jewish. My descendants were never Jewish. They were not. My family were the people of Yehuda. That is a tribe of Yasharal, one of the children of Yaakov was Yehuda. And I do believe that my people were Yahudim, making me a descendant of the Yahudim Yesharalites. All right. So now, anyway, with that being said, back to Apostle Curtis. So he's very passionate. He addresses our Messiah by his original name, as well as the transliterated name. The transliterated name. But the fact that he recognizes Yahusha or Yeshua, I don't got no beef with him. Okay. I actually love him. You know, I even call him, you know, my YouTube dad or my spiritual dad in a way. So I want to share the verses that he's put up on his YouTube tab. And I hope you stick with me until the end. Hallelujah. Okay, so the first verse. Let's see here. What did he write? Okay, the first verse is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are from Yah. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Excuse me. And if you go on and you look and you find his YouTube channel yourself, you'll see that it says God here. He reads from the King James Version of the Bible. And he is my elder. I am not in any place, in any shape, form, or fashion, able to correct him or rebuke him. I never would I. Okay, so he reads from the KJV. I do not. But when I'm reading what he's posted, I will sub out the word G-O-D for Y-A-H. Okay, so just to give you guys that. All right, so anyway, starting over. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Yah, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. His comment. Those who know me, Curtis Lewis, they have heard me quote this verse of scripture for years. I always tell everyone to keep all of us ministers of the world on trial. There are many ministers out here who know that they are false, and there are many out here that honestly seek to be true. By the time I finish this, y'all gonna see why I love them. It's not beyond impossible for those who are true to unknowingly teach something that's untrue. Therefore, keep us all on trial, because it is your own soul that's at stake. At the end of the day, you will have to stand and give account to the Most High Yah for yourself, and not to so-called favorite minister. That includes me as well. Now, I'm going to stop right here. This is why I can respect him. Because there are some teachers or ministers or preachers or whatever, and they feel like their message is flawless all the time. Everything that comes out of their mouth is 100% true, as if they are the Father themselves. They leave no room to say, hey, listen, I could be in error. So don't take everything that I'm saying out of my mouth. Go and do your own research. How many of us know that within that research and within that study time, you may see something that they were teaching that was in error, And the Most High may use you to go and say, hey, look, you know, I remember you pointed X, Y, and Z out. But I see that it's really, you know, this way or that way. And what it really means is, you understand what I'm saying? So I really respect him for that. You understand? So hallelujah. All praise be the Most High Yah. I'm telling y'all, I believe with all my heart that he is here to regulate some things. Okay, you'll be surprised that if even maybe something may go forward in the future that the Most High would allow, that he was to, you know, that he would say that's meant for you to go and study so that you can get it correctly. Who knows? You know, I know for one, me, myself personally, I don't call my Abba God. Now, I cannot say that the Most High has told me to go and have a conversation with the apostle and say, hey, Dad, you got to stop saying God. No, I haven't gotten that. But just because he says God and I say, yeah, I haven't gotten that I'm supposed to stop listening and gleaning from him either. Okay. All right. So anyway, I'm going to keep going. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of, and he put Christ, and I'm going to say, Mashiach. And he didn't put this, you know, he's literally copying and pasting from the KJV, and the KJV says Christ. Now, just because I read from the KJV does not mean I'm going to say everything verbatim that I see in there, because I personally have an issue with certain titles given in that book to my Father and to my Messiah. How do I feel about the word Christ? It's not my language. I don't think the word Christ is a bad word, right? What is it? Latin in origin? Christos? Right? I think so. And don't quote me on that. Go and do your own study and your own research. But I do know that I am more comfortable saying Mashiach. Okay, Mashiach. That's where I'm comfortable at. So when I read this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, I'm going to read it as follows. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Mashiach, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Knowing therefore the terror of the Most High. Now here it says the Lord. I looked up the word Lord. I looked up the origin of the word Lord. And so the conviction that I got is I will not even call the Most High Lord. I will call him the Most High. I will call him Allah Hayim. I will call him Abba Yah. I will call him Yahweh. I will call him Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, same word, depending on how you pronounce it. You know, it's not depending on how you pronounce it, but the only difference is where you would lay emphasis on the vowel sound. So some people, they put the emphasis on the ha, wa, right? And I put the emphasis on the wa. So it's, for me, it's Yahweh. Same thing, Yahweh, Yahweh. Anyway, those small differences are small indeed. But for me to call him Lord at this point after learning and studying the things that I've learned and studied, I can't. I feel out of pocket. But that, again, that's the conviction that I've gotten. Okay? And I don't enforce what convictions I get on anybody else. We all have to operate with the Father to the level of understanding that he gives us. We can't adopt someone else's level of understanding. We have to have our own, right? From the Father. And I don't lean on my own understanding. I depend on the understanding that he himself gives me. Hallelujah. So again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of Elohim, or the terror of Yahweh, or the terror of the Most High, we must persuade men. But we are made manifest unto Yahweh. And I trust also are made manifest in our consciences. Mm-hmm. So I remember being a little girl and my mother taught me that my conscience is the Holy Spirit. My mind's ability or my ability to receive instruction, leading, guiding, correction from the Holy Spirit. Y'all remember Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio, right? Don't do this. Don't do that. Go there. Don't go there. Right? So that was his conscience. But, you know, that's just to kind of break it down in a cartoon kind of way. But in reality, that voice in your head, like, you know, that's not right. Why would you do that? Don't do that. That's your Holy Spirit. That's the spirit that you get that comes from Yah. Hallelujah. And what happens is when you don't follow it, when you don't listen to it, I believe the ability to hear it decreases and decreases until you're one with no conscience at all. Anyway, he goes on to say, I encourage everyone who does not want to get caught up in error, to always stay conscious and practice the following verses. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. What does it mean to rightly divide the word of truth? You can instantly take that word right divide and think mathematics terms when you're breaking something down into sections, into pieces, right? You're not taking away, you're not subtracting, you're dividing. So think of like a pie, right? A whole round pie, 100% of a pie. You cannot sit there, at least you shouldn't anyway, sit there and eat that whole pie in one swoop, whoop, hum, 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 you know what I mean? You got to break it down. Eat 1/4 of that pie right now. Then another time, eat another 1/4 of it. Then another time, eat another 1/4. Then another time, eat that final 1/4. So now you've consumed the whole thing. That's how it's supposed to be with the word. You go and you study this portion right here, this little percentage right here. You study it. You meditate on it. You understand it. You make sure you understand it. You make sure you got a grasp on it. Then you go on to another piece. And then another piece. And another chapter. And another chapter. Another verse. Okay? And then guess what? Just like your favorite flavor pie, you're going to want to eat that again, ain't you? It should be that way with the scriptures. Once you get through the whole book, I'd say go back again. Throughout your whole life, you should be partaking of the word, properly dividing it, not trying to gobble it all up in one taking and not really being able to fully understand it. You know, there's some people that go forward in teaching without even fully understanding. You know how dangerous that is? Properly divide the word of truth so that you don't have to be ashamed to say, I am a child of the Most High Yah. You don't have to be ashamed to say, I am a joint heir with Mashiach. You don't have to be ashamed to say, I don't know everything right now, because right now I prophesy in part. I know in part. That's the scripture that I'm going to bring out to if he doesn't already cover it here. But that's important. It's important. Hallelujah. And who are you a workmanship of? Who knit you together? In your mother's womb, who knew you? Who ordained you to do what you're doing? Predestined you to be who you are? Hallelujah. So you should always be feasting in his word. And feeling convicted if you're not. That conviction may lead you to the scripture. Acts 17:11 is the next verse he shares. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. This is speaking of the noble Bereans or Bereans. They studied that word. They studied that word. Do you know that if you're led astray by somebody's doctrine, not only will that person be in trouble and have to pay the consequence, but you too. You can't be like, oh, it's their fault. That's what they taught me. Especially not at this time of the game, not at this hour. We're at the final hour. We're at the last stretch. Now, I know that even in Apostle Paul at them times, they felt that they was at the last stretch, because it was the last stretch. It was the last stretch then. It's the last stretch now. Don't get me to try to break down kingdom math, okay? But we do understand that 1,000 days to our Abba is one day to us. And 1,000 years to us is but one day to the Abba. Okay? So, with that being said, from the time that Mashiach was murdered and rose and went on to be seated in glory at the right hand of the Father, it's been the final stretch. Okay? So, there's no time to not get this. There's no excuse to not get this. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you right now. And this just came to me. For those of us that want to hang on the word of another and not go on and study the word of Yah, I feel like the Most High will purposely let you be misled. I feel like the Most High will purposely let you be misled. And then for the teacher, the one who thinks he's so flawless or she's so flawless in their teaching, and yet I studied this, so I know this, and I've spent this amount of time in research and study. The Most High, and they do that without humility, because now there's some that's humble with it and just know that they know what they know because the Father set them up to know these things. They humble with it. And they feeding it out there with humility and love. I believe that the Father will continue to bless them and exalt them and everything. But that one, those ones that just think that they know what they know, what they know, and can't nobody tell them nothing. I feel like the Father will purposely let them believe some mess and have them go on out there and teach that mess. And then have those who really seek man more than they seek the Father going on and believe that mess. I've seen it. I've seen it. Y'all remember, there was a lying spirit in the Shamayim that volunteered. Well, no, he wasn't a lying spirit, right? But he volunteered to go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of the false prophets so that they couldn't even hear straight. So that everything that came out their mouth was a lie. Because the hearts of those people were already known. That they just wanted glory for themselves. They wanted to be the most, the best. So, I'm telling y'all, ooh-wee, some people cruising for a bruising. Okay? So, like I said, he will allow you to believe a lie and go and teach a lie because you're not really relying on him. You're relying on your own efforts, on your own self, on your own senses. All right. Here we go. The Messiah went, and this is what Dad is saying, my dad. The Messiah went as far as to say, take heed to what you hear and beware of leaven, because a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Matthew 16:6. Then Yahusha said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Hallelujah. So we have Yahweh Shai HaMashiach. Some call him Yahusha. We have him warning us. Do y'all know how many Pharisees is out here on YouTube? How many Pharisees is sitting up in assemblies? How many Pharisees is operating on podcasts? They're Pharisees. Remember how the Pharisees even challenged the Son of Man, the one who came to do his Father's work, because they thought they knew what they knew, what they knew. They studied the law and they studied the law and they studied the law. Huh. They knew so much, but they didn't know when the kinsman redeemer was in their presence. And that's how it is right now and today. When I hear a person tell me that they studied so much, that they studied Yahusha right out the equation, I worry for them. I pity them. And right now I'm saying, Abba Yah, open the eyes of the true lovers of you. I met a person who, refuses to believe in Yahusha or Yahweh Shai because of how he's been presented. He's been presented as if he's the Father. He's been presented as if he is the Father. And that's such a horrible, horrible thing. It upsets him. It upsets him. He doesn't want his Father's glory. But you let some people go on and switch that word up, teach that word the way they want to teach that word, and have somebody all messed up. And so this person says to me, I love the Father so much, I don't want to be caught in error. So I'm not going to worship nothing and nobody but the Father. And I'm going to tell you, I don't worship Yahusha either. I don't worship him because I don't see the scripture that tells me to worship him until we get to Revelation and it speaks about those that wash their robes in white and worship the Father and the Lamb. So, if worship means to serve, then I guess to some extent I do serve Yahusha. Right? But I do it unto the Father. Hallelujah. I do it unto the Father. But when I bow down to worship Yah. When I lift up my hands, I lift up my hands to worship Yah. Because when Yahweh Shai bowed down, he bowed down to worship Yah. When he lifted up his hands, he lifted up his hands to worship Yah. So, even he was a servant of Yah. And so in my worship, in my service, it's to be like him. Because he worshiped the Father perfectly. He served the Father perfectly. So I'm indebted to him. That's what it is. I'm indebted to Yahusha, to Yahweh Shai. I am grateful to him. I am in love with him for his obedience. And for his sacrifice. And how about this? His obedience was even greater than his sacrifice. So again, I love him, but I keep him in his proper place as the firstborn among many brethren, the firstborn of the dead. I was dead, and now I am born. I was dead in the gangs. I was dead on the drugs. I was dead in fornication. I was dead in gossip. I was dead. But now I'm alive. And with all my heart, with all my heart, I believe that it was only made possible because of Yahweh Shai. Because I'm going to tell y'all, when they was murdering him, I think if he would not have asked for the forgiveness of the people, there would be no us. I believe Yahweh would have swallowed us up whole and been done with us for all the times that we sinned against him, for all the times that we went against him, for all the times that we turned our backs on him. And then he gonna send his son for a remnant to show them how to live and love. He knew everybody wasn't gonna take it except his son. He knew it. He knew it. He did it on the account of the elect and the remnant. And so that he could be a witness. A witness in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His murder did two things. Separated the wheat from the tares. It showed who would love and trust in the Father for real versus who didn't. Hallelujah. Matit Yahoo, Matthew 16:11. How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, of the Sadducees? Hallelujah. I bet you see, and here's the deal. Some was probably marveling at what he said, like, what? A little leaven? What are you talking about? It's not yet Feast of Unleavened Bread. We don't have to be careful of leaven. And he was talking about something greater, something deeper. Even right now, some of y'all are like, what is she talking about? Verse 12 of Matit Yahu, Matthew 16. Then understand they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Y'all following the doctrine right now. Y'all following a doctrine that Mashiach was not the Messiah. That's a doctrine going forward. That's a doctrine going forward. And you took it hook, line, and sinker. My dad's comment. According to the Messiah, it is wise to pay attention to what we all are hearing when ministers are teaching us the word, because it only take a little leaven to leaven the whole lump. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a baker. All of a sudden, like the last year, I'm really good at baking bread. But so I use 3 whole cups of flour, right? 3 whole cups of flour. And I use like 1 tablespoon or a tablespoon and a half of leaven of yeast. And that make my whole 3 cups of flour rise huge enough to bake like 2 loaves of bread. That little bit. So how about this? Somebody teaching a whole bunch of truth. When they speak, you can go to them scriptures and you can find what they saying and be like, yeah. So much so that you build confidence in that person. So now all year long, let's say 11 months, they've been teaching truth. Then that 12th month, they themselves might not understand something fully. And so they teach it, not understanding it fully. And you, because you done got all your confidence in this person, you don't even go and try the spirit they're operating under when they're teaching that. You don't even go and study to show yourself approved. You don't even go like the noble Bereans and searching the word to see if it's true. You just automatically take it. Do I dare? The same way y'all taking that Yahusha is Michael. Y'all know I almost took that? Because I had such confidence in a human teacher, not realizing that humans can be in error. Their understandings can be in error. Do you know how much trouble I would have gotten in by being another one to misappropriate the identity of the Mashiach? I almost did it. How many of y'all are doing it? How many of y'all are not studying for yourselves? Just taking what somebody say and reading the scripture. And here's the thing. If I say something, right, like say I'm teaching something wrong, because I understand just a couple of the scriptures wrong, and I send you to them scriptures to prove what I'm saying, you're going to see it the way I see it. We got to be careful when we cherry picking scriptures to prove our point. You are held accountable for what you allow in your ear gates to become fact or fiction. Okay. Close. He's closing now. Although I'm thankful for the great Hebrew Israelite awakening, and as I said before, I say now again, nevertheless, when I hear ministers imply that we must know Hebrew to know the Most High Yah, and we must know Hebrew to be saved, then, as for me and my house, we discern that error. And I'm going to tell you why I agree with them. The word Hebrew is not even an ancient word. So how are you going to take the word Hebrew and apply that to an ancient language? It's out of pocket. Because it's wrong. That is a new word. That is a new word. Ibar is the proper word. You want to shorten the sound of the vowel I and say Ebar? I could take that too. But that language that was created as a knockoff language by, what's his name? Eliezer Ben Yehuda? A Frenchman? It's not the language of my ancestors. If it's the language of your ancestors, and if you think that you're extra holy because you speak Hebrew, go on ahead with your bad self. But as far as me and my house, we're waiting for an undefiled tongue. And with that being said, if there are some teachers that are approved by the Most High Yahuwah Alahayim to teach that ancient language, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. And I'm going to try it by the Spirit. I am not professing to be a scholar. I am far from one. Okay? But I am passionate about my learning when the Most High leads me in a direction of learning something. So, with that being said, sometimes to communicate with some of y'all, I gotta say Hebrew Israelite, because y'all not gonna understand if I say ancient Yesharalite. Y'all not gonna understand if I say Aborite or Eborite or Eborim. Because all y'all know is Hebrew Israelite. I am praying for all of our understandings in the name of Yahweh Shai HaMashiach to increase
to elevate so that we all can know on one accord what's what. And until then, for the most part, I'm going to be speaking English. Because unfortunately, I'm a prisoner of war. I am a captive of war. The war against the people of the Most High. And for a long time, a long, long, long time, his backs were to us. He allowed us to forget who we are in him. He allowed us to forget our language. He allowed us to forget our names. And when I say our, I mean us as a people. Because it was knocked out of our ancestors. It was beat out of our ancestors. When pork was being shoveled down their throats. Because of their sin. Because of their inability to see his son when he came. I don't want no more parts of that whooping. I am so grateful to be a part of the generation of those that will love him. He said, of those that hate me, I will curse to the third and fourth generation. But for those that love me, I will bless 1,000 of their generations. I don't know about y'all, but I want to see that millennial reign of Yahweh Shai when he comes back and his father makes his enemy his footstool. When our Father makes our enemies our footstool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Most High, Yah. Study to show yourselves approved. Stop taking everything that comes out of the mouths of everybody without trying it by the Spirit. We have that Spirit now. See, back then, they just had the letter of the law, right? And only the prophets were filled with the Spirit to come and speak. And what did they do to those prophets? They killed them. They didn't want to hear, thus says Yahuwah. They didn't want to hear, thus says Allah Yah. They didn't want to hear that. But now, that Spirit rests in you if you really love him, if you really seek him. That Spirit rests in me as long as I really love him and I really seek him. So now that I have the Spirit on the inside of me, I'm going to try that Spirit that's on the inside of you when you teach it and you preach it. And if I start to see that you about your own, you got your own agenda, you know what the words say, but you still going to do your own thing and then you trying to twist that thing to fit you, I'm moving away. I'm moving out of the way so that I could follow the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. I hope this made sense to y'all. This is my time. That's my time. I'm out. Love y'all.